views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And guess what? We're going to talk about how important love is, not just for romance, but for everything, your spiritual awakening, everything. The power of love is the most powerful thing there is, and how it can be the catalyst for change. It's an interesting topic because sometimes we're just like, oh, am I going to have a relationship soon romantically, but it isn't really just about that. And then also it is, because when the love is in the right place and it's the genuine thing, things fall into place. We don't have to make them happen. So we're going to talk about a little bit of that. We also have a little help with the energy of February. Okay, we've been talking about February. Actually, this whole year has been really potent energy coming in. But this is going to help because we have a Pisces energy coming in. We have the super full moon coming on the 18th next week. Yes, and remember, we talked last week about Chiron and how that was playing a factor. And all of it comes together and it makes sense. So we're going to dive into that and why it matters. It's that song, you know, the song, what was it? I think it was Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? Everything. It really does. Everything. It has everything to do with it. And it's genuine, real, not the superficial, not just on this physical plane or physical attraction. It's about what's coming from within you. And, you know, sometimes we just don't want to go there. Sometimes we just have to mature a little bit in it, you know, or not, you know, and sometimes we don't want to. We just want to keep it on the surface and keep it basic. You know, that's a choice we all have. But for people that are on the spiritual awakening path, it's not enough. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. It's not enough. You want something that feels more anchored and more soul-centered. So that goes into like a soul healthy relationship and what that means. So we're going to dive into a little bit of things here and what's going on with the show. I want to say hello to everyone that's joining us. We do have live streaming through our network, Transformation Talk Radio, on Facebook for the video feed and on their website for the audio and everywhere else they syndicate it. And so we want to welcome everyone over there. And I am streaming from YouTube, and that's on my website at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, if you want to check that out. We have a live chat feed over there as well. So I see that one. The network, Carter over in the station is going to help me with anything from Facebook. Okay, guys? So, hey, hello to everyone I'm seeing here. We have our regular awesome show posse showing up here. We have Raven. Hello, Raven. David, Kelly, Shadana, Judy. Hi, Judy. You made it. Good job. Awesome. I did get your message. I saw that. So it's good that you're with us. Maddie, good morning, everyone. And hello and happy Valentine's, and a big love to all of you. So we have a regular group and they're an awesome group that show up pretty regularly, and we just support each other. It's a very positive natured group. That's what we are. That's what we're about. So here we go. Let's start with the power of love. Power of love and why it fuels change. That's the title. Like, what in the world? If you saw the graphic, I love picking out the graphics for each show. I change it every week. That's one of my favorite things that I do is the graphic, because I spend a little bit of time picking that perfect photo that it's just resonating the energy of what the show is about. And if you look at that graphic, it's a picture of two betta fish. If you ever had those, we sometimes called them the fighting fish. You had to keep them isolated in a fish tank. They didn't get along at all. They couldn't be together. You always saw them separate at the, you know, in the fish tanks. And I've had them before. And you know, they're beautiful, beautiful colors. But they don't get along. I don't know how they, I don't really know how the specifics go with how they reproduce, but they don't get along. But what this one was the fish, they're meeting face to face in a heart shape. And I just thought, what a perfect picture for this. Because sometimes we feel like our relationships are not syncing up. We're missing communication. We're getting frustrated. It's all about what the other one's doing, what's going on, what's wrong with it. And honestly, when it really boils down to it, when we look at it from a spiritual awakening point of view or a deeper meaning, it's we need to start with our self-love. We really do. We need to start with how we feel about ourselves. And it's a topic that you've heard of before, but it matters in relationships because the way you value yourself is how that energy is reflected out to the world and what you draw in. And then sometimes we're just pounding and pounding and repeating something that's just not going to work. Why do we keep doing that? We need to let it go and move on. Maybe we're missing something here. Self-love is one of the most important things you can do in the power of love in how it affects relationships. And so say you're in something that's not so great. It doesn't support you. It doesn't lift you to the best and highest you that you can be. It doesn't support where you're trying to go. That's something we have to consider. We need to let go of it. That's just the truth of that. Sometimes we want to avoid, I don't want to go through all that. That's complicated. Or we're afraid to be alone. Are we afraid to be with ourselves and get to know who we are? Do we not love ourselves enough to give ourselves that respect that we deserve better? You see, and when we have the self-love in place, that's where the power of love, because that's really coming from within a divine connection that you have. Now you're setting yourself up for the power of love to make massive, powerful, positive changes in relationships that you have. It will help the ones that need to fall away go away. That's usually the first part. We have to adjust and trust in that. And then it will draw in the ones that resonate and align with your frequency. And that is one of the most important things with that. So here we are on Valentine's Day. It's all about the love and the romance. But honestly, there's a lot of us out there that just hasn't been feeling all that great, or it hasn't been feeling like it lines up right for us, or we feel like, is there ever going to be something for us? We have to be there for ourselves first. We have to. We have to know that we respect ourselves. We make choices that are healthy for us, that we're the best that we can be. Because when it comes to a soul healthy relationship, when we're looking as we are awakening into our spiritual growth, that superficial stuff is just not going to be measuring up. It's just not going to feel right. It's not going to be enough. You're going to want more. You're going to want a deeper connection. And if you're not in that path, that's fine. You're just not on that path. Maybe that's not where you are, but that's what we're talking about in the show for the people that are on that path that want something at a deeper meaning. They want to feel that connection. And it takes identifying and being unafraid being fearless to face the truths of who you are and the relationships you're in at the moment, and whether they need to go away or do you need to shift how you're responding, reacting, things like that in it. There's a lot to it. So the power of love is extremely potent when it comes to our relationships, starting with the relationship with yourself, starting with that. That's so powerful, so very powerful. Another thing is this moon energy. Now, here's where it's going to get interesting and help you. If you've been hesitant to, you know, stand up for yourself, you know, really apply, you know, this isn't right, you know, you got to do something, and you're getting to that point where I've just got to take care of it. I got to do something different. I got to change it up. This energy is going to help you, because the energy of this full moon coming in, it comes in with this dare to be me vibration. I am going to be me. I am done with pretending. I'm done with appeasing. And the thing is, it comes in strong like that. And at the same time, it comes in with this confidence and this vibrant fuel that just ignites you feeling good about you in a lot of different ways. And then that lights up your soul. When this, and if you do feel it, you know, some people just tune it out. Okay. Some people do, but you know who I'm talking to. If you feel these moon cycles, when you feel that, really pay attention to how you're feeling about yourself and tweak and improve where you see some things that could be better. And this will set you on the path for relationships to go in a very positive direction throughout the year and moving forward. That's a really big deal. Another thing is it's adventurous. It's exciting. You'll feel excitability. You'll feel adventurous. You'll feel ready to step out of your comfort zone a little bit. That's exactly what we need to, I mean, it really is. It's what we need to take a moment, step out of our comfort zone, and explore another option that might be better for us. So you don't want to miss this opportunity, because this really fuels it. It's really for the better. It's your ascension. It's all about love having everything to do with supporting you from your soul inward, and that radiate outward. And that's what I love about this one. So it's very interesting. Now, we talked about Chiron moved into Aries, so that's a lot of that proactive. We talked about that last week, so I won't spend a lot of time on that. I've really had to divide February up into each week because there's been so much. But the next thing we're going to talk about when I come back from break is a little bit of that influence with the full moon that comes in on the 18th. Remember, Chiron moves right into its Aries right before, like the day before. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Pisces energy and how that's going to be an interesting influence in the whole mix here, and how you can work with this energy to better yourself, to improve your life, to put yourself on the track that you want, starting with self-love from within. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about the power of love and how it is a catalyst for change in a very positive way. And it does have to uproot some things to put things in alignment for that higher frequency. So let's talk about some of the influences. And first, I want to make a correction. It really matters where you are geographically in the world. But Chiron is the 18th of February. The full moon's the 19th. I think I said that backwards on day off. So I wanted to make sure I corrected that. Now let's talk about that full moon coming. It's a super full moon again. Yep, super full moon. And this one is in Virgo. Virgo, it's potent. It's going to help you process. This one's going to help you process where you stand. How do you feel in your moment right now? What do you have going on? So you can either purge, let go, and stand strong in it. So it's actually a good full moon for, okay, yeah, I feel good about this. I'm ready to make these choices and I'm ready to do this or that, you know? I mean, some of this has been really hard for a lot of us to do and it's been moving so fast. So I know that, but this energy is going to support. Now, this one's also the one that has the excitement, the adventure, a little bit of sexy in there. You're going to feel good about yourself, okay? Think about that. But utilize it in a way that's going to help you in a positive way, okay? You're going to feel good about yourself. So you want to know, what do you feel good about? Think about that. Because when you're trying to balance you, that's what the self-love is for, taking care of you. Now you're putting out an energy out there that you can be a good partner in a partnership one day when it's the timing's right, when it aligns. But if you aren't working here, you're not bringing your, you know, you're not bringing it, you know, meeting in the middle. Partnership is, you know, 50-50. And if there's any kind of drain or if you're doing the draining, nope, that's not what this is about. This is about lifting it up. And it being you're going to contribute and be a positive half of a relationship, positive with yourself first. Okay, so it's also about good news, Yes, good news, positivity. It's also about bringing up if you need to tend to any health things. Are you taking care of yourself? If you're not, why not? And what can you do about it? It'll bring it up to the surface. So if you're having an ache and pain or anything like that, address it. You know, don't ignore things. Take care of yourself. Your body is an antenna that communicates and lets you know what you need to know so you can take action and make choices. That's what it is. Every time I have anything coming through like that, it's like, oh, you're reminding me I'm a little off track here. I got to balance out. And, you know, the more I do that, the less there's so much wave or extreme or all the crazy stuff going on. I can only attest for how I've experienced it. And I'm not, you know, it's not like a trying to be tooting your own horn here or being, you know, too arrogant. I don't want to come across that way, but I really don't get sick very much. I mean, I used to have it all the time. I used to get sick all the time. Growing up, there was always something. And, you know, when I started really changing and spiritual awakening and really going in that path and listening, being intuitive, it's really changed my life. My health is so much better. As I get older, I'm healthier, not going the, you know, it's not degrading. And I can only speak for myself and what I've learned to experience, and I trust it. And I know that it has not led me wrong. So I can only share that with you because you have to find what works for you in that. Okay. Now, it's self-love, self-care on the physical side of things. Think about that. What do you need? Are you getting enough rest? Are you eating right? Things like that. That's really, really important. So let's see. There's also, to remind you, February overall is a very uplifting month. It's got some strong energy coming in, but it's coming in to support you to stand tall and strong in your space. Claim your space. Claim who you are and be proud to be who you are. Remember, it's coming in with a dare to be me. Okay. You know what? I'm going to be me. It doesn't matter if you think it's weird. It doesn't matter if you think I'm strange. It doesn't matter if it doesn't work, because the only way to know what's aligning for you is to be your true self. If you're your true self, now you'll attract relationships and friends and support that support the true you. And the true you is going to come from the soul. How do we know what that is? We know what that is when we can't wait to wake up and get going at it. Work, if you're trying to make work and what your purpose is the same thing, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. You'll know because you'll never get tired of doing it. You'll absolutely love it. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter what's going on. You just know it has to be part of your life, kind of a thing. And you could be making your money a different way, but this is still just part of you. And if it's not there, you just don't feel like you. That's how you know. That's one of the things you know. And the thing is, our sole purpose is to come here and live this lifetime journey. It's not like one thing specific. And I've talked about that before. It's not one thing specific. It's living the entire journey, experiencing the whole thing, the ups, the downs, learning from the challenges, appreciating things, even when it's tough, really grabbing a perspective of knowing that you're in this world, but you're not of it. You're a spiritual being in a physical body, not the other way around. Remembering that. It's really important, as you know, that some of that is it's listening to the inner wisdom. So February has really come in with a power packed load of support and energy to just go, wow, trust that inner wisdom and don't forget to tap into it and know it. Now, let's see. Wow. We have, let me see. I got a couple of things coming up here. It's not a touch screen. Hello. I'm trying to touch it like it's a touch screen. You go back and forth from an iPad to a computer, you get confused. Okay. Raven Wolf. She's talking about she used to be sick a lot as a child, and now she barely gets sick. I think also working with kids in a preschool helped me boost my immune system. You know what? It will, because when you're first around them, they catch everything, right? And then you just get stronger. But, you know, happiness and loving what you're doing strengthens the immune system. Happiness, positivity, you know, stress drains the immune system. Bottom line, if you really had to narrow it down, stress is the big thing that will just drain everything out. Kelly's saying, hi, Jen, I feel like heart's been on a roller coaster this year. Do you know if angels have any advice for what I can do with my power to make these love changes easier? Actually, Kelly, that's going back, honestly, to what I was mentioning earlier. It's literally this energy. Take advantage of this energy to just really face some of the things that you really haven't wanted to be honest about or just deal with, because it's feeling topsy-turvy and, you know, bumpy, because it's trying to let you know this is rough water. This isn't where you want to be. And, you know, and then when you just go, you know what, I'm pulling out of here. Let's just go shore up here a little bit and back out of this for a minute and just see this clearly from a different perspective. I would ask for that immediately. That's what's coming through for you, is to ask for, I need to see this from a completely different perspective so I can see what I'm missing. It's like if you're only looking in the front windows of a home, you see one picture. If you're looking in the back windows, you see a completely different picture. That's what I'm getting, is to ask for that and to not be afraid to see what needs to change, because there's something that needs to shift. It feels like something just needs to stop getting all of your energy. That's what it feels like. It feels like there's a lot of energy going into unnecessary places that needs to be pulled back and redirected more positively that support you. That's what I'm feeling. Let's see what else we have. Robin's saying, Jen, you said that back when you gave the year's review at the end of 2018, my body let me know I need to make dietary changes to eat more greens. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. And has that, I'm assuming that has made a difference for you and you're feeling it. Feels like it's balancing out your pH a little bit to me, balancing. That's what I'm feeling and picking up, Robin, because the greens, obviously that will more alkalinize you. But sometimes that's just, it's a balance of the dietary, you know, it really is. And in listening to that, and then if you can see that there's differences, you know, shifting within you, then you know you're on the right track. You really do. And sometimes it's just going to clean it out and purge it out, you know, but you're good to go. Now, let's go into this. Let's talk about how Pisces is going to affect this whole mix of things with the power of love. Because Pisces is very introspective. It's represented by the two fish that swim in opposite directions. So it's the last sign of the zodiac before we start all over in Aries. It's the end of things, but it's looking at it all. It's more of a spiritual, intuitive connection type of energy. And that Chiron that is leaving Pisces, that was in that Pisces for a long time, like what, 7-8 years? Now it's moving into Aries, okay, next week. But now we're moving into the February month of the Pisces energy. And it's interesting because it's the differences in life, duality of life, how we experience it, the light, the dark, the up, the down. You can feel like your moods swing a little bit more with Pisces energy if you have a lot of that influence in your charts. But we gain wisdom when we are not avoiding addressing the fears that we have, which is what Chiron would bring up, the wounds, the fears, the stuff that needs healing. Oh, but then you go into this and you go, all this energy supports us to go, you know, just no more being scared of that anymore. I'm done with that. Let me just stand up and do what's right for me. You know, living, being not afraid to go out of your box, that kind of thing. there's a lot of freedom in feeling like that, not being intimidated by threats, not being intimidated by anything, not being intimidated that you have to conform to something that's not right for you. These are things that are internal on your personal level that we're talking about here. And it completely changes how you shine your light out into the world when you're not bogged down by so much. So let me take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to go into the Pisces energy a little bit more because there's a lot there that's going to help us with this. And we will be right back after the break.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we are talking about the power of love and how it can make change. I'm going to go back up. I was reviewing the chat questions, and I did see one I didn't catch earlier. CT is asking, this is a big question. Jen, how do I finally get confirmation if I'm supposed to split from my wife? Wow, what a question. You just like zing them out there, don't you? But okay. No, I'm not going to ignore the question, but let's talk about that because that's exactly what this energy about power of love is. Here's the thing. Some journeys stay together, some journeys don't, but you know when it's not two, it takes two people to work on a relationship if they want the effort for it to be improved. I mean, sometimes we have to work and we grow together on them. Sometimes if one is on a spiritual awakening path and the other one isn't or isn't respecting, then that can cause division. Nobody can tell you that, and I won't either, because you'll know when it's not supporting the other person. And this is for anybody that doesn't know what's going on here. But when you're the only one putting the effort in, or they're the only one putting effort in, and nobody's respecting that maybe somebody's shifting or changing, a healthy relationship, love is respecting that you have differences and you still, you're fine, you support one another, but you're different, or you're not. The other one is, I'm the only one working here, and it's just not being taken seriously, or I'm being completely drained, or it's toxic. You know, those are choices that only you can make, but you will know because you'll just be so done and you are ready to move out of the box. So it sounds like you've gone through some changes personally. That's what I'm hearing or feeling. And that I would say, let that settle. Make sure you know where you are first before you go making something choices like that. That's what I would suggest. But I am certainly not saying stay in something that's toxic or not right. So I know that's not a straight answer, but that's how you're going to know. You're just done. There's nothing else you can do. You know that you're not growing in it. Anything, when it comes to the soul in general, whether it's relationships or not, we are being guided to release what is no longer serving, not supporting us as we grow and ascend. And sometimes that does make changes that way, because the self-love, the power of love, is making changes because it needs to support you a different way. So, yeah. Honestly, that's the best accurate answer I can absolutely give you on that one. And I didn't want you to not get an answer, but that's really a big deal. Okay. So don't rush it, and know when you feel right with it. So, okay. So, let's see, where were we? I have some more questions coming in. Hang on. Let's see. Where was I? Anymore? Okay. Raven Wolf saying, I feel guided to ask you if the angels have any messages for me. What I feel for you, Raven, is that you're settling in and you have a choice to make. This is what I've picked up immediately when I tapped in. It was a circle. It was like, it was kind of interesting. It was like a circle, a group of people and you're part of the circle, not in the circle and they're surrounding you, but you're part of this circle of people. And it felt like it was out, you know, outdoors, like out in a, it just reminds me of a Native American, like they're sitting around meditating together. That's what I keep seeing. It was very interesting how you would, you know, sit and have this powwow kind of thing together. And it was kind of cool, but it felt like it was a harmonious circle of support, and that you're still getting used to that you actually have that. And that's what I'm getting. It's the craziest thing. So it's kind of like the angels are coming in with a smile, like, just settle in and know that it might feel like, wow, is this really happening? But it is. And just, you're getting used to something new. That's what it feels like. I thought that was kind of interesting. Wow. And let's see, we have the journey to becoming me. Oh, I love that username. So with all of that, how do I get my head out of my butt? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. I feel like I am busting at the seams with gifts from God that could help so many others, love energy that can help heal others. One of the things that it reminds me of that I will share with you, and I had this experience when I first started on this path where I found something that was working for me, and I was just so elated. you can't help but want to go out and just share it with the whole world. I highly learned the hard way that I had to calm down. It was like a calm down. And it was it always reminds me of that phrase that others have heard me say, you can't charge hell with a squirt gun. You're not going to get very far. And one of the things that I found most effective in helping others is you have to allow them their space in their own energy to come to a place where they're ready to receive it. You can't make them receive it. You can't push it on them. It's like that. So I get that because you are elated. I can feel that from you, and it's beautiful. I love that you have these gifts that you want to share. I would say you just start with them and you share them with who wants to listen to them, who wants to hear them, who wants to receive them, because we can't make anybody receive anything. I mean, I'm here doing it this way, but for the longest time, you know, and I wanted so badly to help a lot of people that I cared and loved about, but if they weren't about that and they didn't want it, that was not for me to force. Okay. We don't want to be forced. Here we are breaking free from something, right? And when we come onto this awakening, and we don't want to be told what to do either. We want to be free to be us, right? We have to respect that in somebody else. I'm not saying that you were doing that. I'm sharing how I found it to be most effective, especially people very, very close to me. So instead of fretting and spending all this time when I saw like, oh, you shouldn't be eating that or you shouldn't be doing it, I started just making sure I was doing what was right for me. I was standing up if I was at a gathering and they weren't serving anything that I want to eat. I'd just say, no, I'm good. You know, no, thank you. More plant-based here, you know. And they're, you know, sometimes they would look at me strange. Oh, I didn't know that. I was like, oh, it's all good. You know, I would respect that they didn't know that. I'm not expecting them to accommodate me. I just, for years, I made sure I went to dinners full. I never went empty because I didn't know what I was going to have a choice from. So I would make sure I ate what was right for me. And then I would still go and enjoy the social gathering. I just it didn't need to be about that. And eventually, once I quit sharing and I just let my light shine from within outward without pushing it, it began to draw in people to ask and question, like, what are you doing? You look like you feel so good, or you look like you're doing great, or, you know, how are you doing? Blah, you know, then they would listen because they were asking. It's almost like what they teach you. Don't, you know, answer the question that a child asks. Don't tell them more than, you know, they're ready to hear. Really, that's pretty much across the board with anybody. So that's how I want to answer that for you. Let's see, David sharing the journey. Gifts are awesome. The more you get in touch with yourself, the more you will find avenues to share your gifts with the world. Yes, exactly. And I think he's responding to the same question I was answering. Shannon. Hello, Shannon. Your show has been very on point for me. That's awesome. Good. I have been experiencing a lot of synchronicity and I'm wondering what you are feeling in regard to my path. Thank you. Okay. Well, you're in the big shift. That's what I'm feeling right away. I feel a big shift for you. Basically, right now, I feel for the next few months, you're settling into discovering a lot of new paths. And it's going to be fun. You want to address it like, what an adventure. How exciting. I have no idea what's next, but I just feel alive again. This is the energy I'm picking up. I just feel alive again because there's all these brand new things to explore. So you're in a learning mode is what I feel like. And yes, pay attention to the synchronicities. They're kind of like little breadcrumbs that that show your path and along the trail that, hey, you're still here. You're on it. And that's what I'm feeling. So it's feeling very good for you. And just go with the flow, literally. Go with the flow. So here we go. I'm going to take a quick break before we do the last segment. I got to grab a drink of water and I'll see and I'll catch up on anything that might be out there. So throw it out there, guys, if you're going to now. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back. Okay, we're in the last segment, so I'm going to answer a couple questions, and I'm going to wrap up with a couple of points about the Pisces. So we see, we have, Raven saying, thank you, I am very connected with my native civilization. Oh, well, that came right in, didn't it? That's cool. Thank you. That validates to me. I was picking up accurately, too. I always like to get the validations, too. And yes, I have been through a lot of changes the past 2 years, leaving a marriage of 8 years. We were together for 16. So yes, the message was spot on. Well, you are most welcome. You are welcome. Journey to Becoming Me. I still love that title. It's so full of positive energy. Thank you all so much. She's saying thanks to everybody. So you found a good group here. And so we hope to see you in shows coming up, because this group gathers and they're an awesome support team. This is a great group that gathers here. Shadana, if you have time, can you address how to deal with trust issues that hold you back from fostering new friendships or relationships and being vulnerable enough to let others in? Yeah, let's talk about that. That's kind of right in line with what we're talking about here. It really is. First of all, this energy, this Pisces, this is going to answer your question, Shadana. It's kind of like crazy how that question came in right when I was about to talk about this part. This energy is going to help you finalize all the hard work you've done. Whoa, look at all the hard work you've done. How long it took you to make a huge change. I believe you made a huge change and moved, right? Out west, you know, to Arizona. So you're like in this new place. And now you don't know what to trust or not to trust. Are you carrying, and this is what's coming in from Michael, believe it or not. I know he comes in all the time, but did you carry old trust issues with you out there? Okay. Now here's what happens. Okay. We don't want to carry past issues with us when we start on a new foot. However, please listen. Everybody, you don't want to miss the discernment. So when we have something that happened with trust or history, or we went through something, when we go through things like that, we learn from it. We take what we needed to gather. Okay, I am more knowledgeable about how to watch my back or be more discerning, be clear, don't ignore the red flags when I feel them.
And if you see a common denominator and you feel like, is that repeating itself? You don't have to make any choices. Just go slower. You can go a lot slower and let it develop over time and then let it reveal itself a little bit more. That's what I would do. So if you see something popping up that's kind of triggering something like that, don't go too quick. Don't commit to anything too fast. Just let it unfold and see where it's going. But, you know, keep a distance at first, because maybe it's repeating to make sure you resolved and make a different choice. In the past, when you saw this lining up, did you make the same choice? Did you make a choice that just went south, you know, like not so great? So that's what I'm saying. It's kind of taking it and going, this is triggering a trust thing that, use your discernment, ask for the clarity, and you can take as long as you want. You don't have to go fast on something like that. You do want to watch yourself. You want to be safe, of course. Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying to you with that. And that's really important. And Candace is saying, honestly, I feel as if love keeps passing me by. What's up with that? I enjoy being single, but I often wonder why for so long after being open to it, that it seems so distant. And Shadonna's saying, yikes, you're right. Okay. I love you too, Shadonna. You just hang in there. You're all right. It feels like something triggered something, so pay attention to that. Candace, quickly, I got to hurry. Sometimes we have to slow down and make sure we're listening more, because when we're so used to being with us, and you know, and you said you were on a single thing, and this is what's coming in, and I'm being super just letting you get what I'm picking up. We sometimes are going so fast in our own speed that we're missing it, or we're not stopping to smell the roses, or we're not paying attention enough. And I'm not saying that you're not, but there's something about a communication where you're missing something and you're not hearing another enough. And when you can do that, and if you practice that with just regular relationships, it helps you to know when you do have an opportunity come up with a relationship like that, a love relationship, you'll be there. You're there to listen and be a support as much as you want them to be that for you. It feels like a balancing for that. So with that, I'm going to stop because I have to hurry here. What we have here going on is now, here we go. Let me just wrap this up quickly. This energy, like I said, is going to help you wrap up the last year and where you want to go. You're going to see the rewards. You're going to see where enough is enough. I'm done with that. No more of that. And if it's ending something or beginning something, you guys are going to know where you sit with that. It's also time to get rid of the burdens, the dead weight, what's pulling you down. This energy it's bringing you to a place where you feel so good about yourself that it will feel like this is dead weight that's even heavier. And that's how you're going to know a clarity on whether you need to let that relationship go, whether, I need to change my attitude about something, or I'm holding myself back with fear, things like that. Whatever feels like it's just so heavy, I can't hold it anymore. You're going to know what it is. It's going to help that way because it's going to lift. Think of that balloon that's trying to lift up and there's bricks, you know, tied to it. It's a lot like that. So that's what I want you to hear from me, okay? The other thing is you're going to need to take time. Pisces energy will help you slow down, stop. I need to get away from my busyness of my mind, and I just need to be, okay? I just need to be quiet for a moment and let that stuff just clear out. You need to do that because Pisces energy, like, you know, all this going in different directions and feeling this and feeling that and picking up that, and intuition is strong and emotions are strong. You need to make sure you pull back and take that time to take a deep breath and just quiet down. Give yourself a 5-minute quiet time. You know, I mean, we do that with the kids in kindergarten classes, right? It's time for quiet time. Everybody be quiet for a minute, you know, giving them a break. We forget to do that for ourselves as adults. And we really need it. It's one of the most refreshing things you can do for the mental energy that's just constantly being thrown at you during a works day. Constantly your list of to-dos and tasks that you need to complete. All the little ups and downs, that's just constant, constant, constant. So make sure you give yourself time for that. It's a big deal. And with that, I want everybody to know that this is a really good time. This is a perfect time to give some love to yourself, okay? Make sure that you are respecting who you are and you're being true to yourself. I mean, this is a really good energy to support it. And know that, you know, we don't have to worry about what everybody else is choosing right now. We have to make sure we're in alignment with what's right for us. Then all the other relationships fall into place. We don't have to make them happen. They will fall out of your life. They will fall into your life. It does both because energy attracts energy. Like energy attracts like energy. So think about it that way. I love you guys, and I wish you all a beautiful, blessed, and peaceful day, whether you're by yourself or with another, or you're just wanting to appreciate the power of love overall, because the whole world could use a little extra love right now. And so I'm sending it out to you, and I wish all of you much love and blessings as you are sorting out your energy and you're sorting out your choices of what you want to keep in your life and what you don't. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.